In the meantime, I'll tell you, just before we get on to our next guest, our luminary of Liss, I'm going to hit him with something different today. I came out, well, I've been saying this all year, the 2040 will never happen. It'll never happen. We got a lot of text messages trying to say, well, they're saying the truth. I said on Saturday, this stupid rule, we'll never see it happen.
Bang.
About an hour later, Brandon Smith goes, Wooshka. Dylan Edwards didn't even chase the ball. That's how much we know about this 2040.
Well, no one said anything. It was.
Yeah.
Usually they'll say inside the 40.
So no, I'm going to bring in a luminary list now. Let's do this.
On Drive with Joel and Fletch, it's time for Choose List Tuesday.
Yeah, g'day, Luminary. How are you, mate?
Yourselves?
Going all right. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Normally you do a countdown, 4, 3, 2, 1. But what we're going to do today is, I thought of the 2040, and it's a dead set fly-by-nighter. You know, we saw one of them, Dean. Yep. Hopefully it goes. It's a stupid, stupid rule. So I thought I might hit you with a few fly-by-nighters. Let's start with this, shall we? Let's start with music. Give us a musical fly-by-nighter.
Oh, in music, there are just so many songs to choose. Like, look at Come On Eileen or 99 Luftballons. But I personally, I'd go with Turning Japanese by the English band The Vapors. I think it was about 1980 that they came out with that. It was an international hit, probably the band's best-known song. And it was predominantly had that oriental riff that they played on guitar. And the interesting thing about it, the lyrics relate to teen angst or alienation following a romantic breakup. But, of course, Americans who get things wrong all the time, their audiences actually thought the repeated lyric, I'm turning Japanese, alluded to the Asian facial features that people get at the moment of climax.
Oh,
well, hang on. No, you already spoke about Come On Eileen. Sorry, I was thinking of something different.
Dean, what about Soft Cell's Tainted Love? That was a bit of a fly-by-nighter as far as Soft Cell's concerned.
Yeah, great song. It's been recovered a few times, I think, too, Tainted Love.
Okay, what about Occupations? Have you got any fly-by-nighters when it comes to Occupations?
It's tied into Big Mal and his political career. I think they said it lasted 28 seconds, didn't they? When he ran for as an independent, I think, for the ACT general election, about 2001, if memory, just after 9/11, I think, in September. He was on radio and declaring his candidacy to stand for election. And halfway through his first sentence, he actually pulled out and with those famous words, I'm buggered, I'm sorry, I'm out of here, I have to resign, and got up and walked out.
Tell you a couple of other flyby careers. James On Curry, he played 3.9 seconds for the LA Clippers. That was his whole NBA career. James Tedesco's career at the Raiders didn't last long. He signed for about 8 days. That was over. Never played a game for them. Okay, what about fashion? What fashion have you got for us?
Oh, look, everyone knows that fashion trends are pretty fleeting, but none more so than the hyper-colour T-shirt. Do you remember those in the late 80s, early 90s? T-shirt had changed colour when it came in contact with heat, and you'd be walking down the street and everyone would be slapping you with their hands to make handprints all over your shirt. But the trouble with those was that the pigment they used would run when you washed them. So when you were doing a lot of the washing, it would run through all your clothes. And it wasn't actually very successful in Australia because of the heat sensitivity wasn't great in an ambient temperature of 24 degrees or above. So it was a great fly-by-nighter, if you like, a one-hit wonder.
Mm. Any other fly-by-nighters, let us know on the text line, 0457 736 736. Gibbo, you've got one.
Yeah, he played last week, and Moses Sully in his career at the Bulldogs.
Oh, you
know,
yes.
He signed there, and they saw him sleeping in his car. And the next thing you know, he's at Manly.
Did he play a game? He didn't play a game,
No, he
did
didn't
he?
Play a game at the Doggies.
That's
but he was
right.
There
what
for
about
pre-season.
Those, what about the nasal strips the players used to wear?
Oh, I fell into that.
Did you?
Oh, rank.
And what about the power bands?
No, didn't get me for that.
Didn't get you the torpedoes? They were always big.
What about the book, The Secret?
Didn't get into it.
That was a fly-by-nighter.
Yeah. Nah.
What about Fire Festival? Remember the Fire Festival? There's a doco on it.
That was a great show. I enjoyed that.
Fly-by-nighter. Keep them coming through.
Swatch watches.
What was the sport? The XFL, Dean?
The NX. Oh, that was the the brainchild of WWE owner Vince McMahon, and the XFL initially didn't go past its first season in around 2001. And it was a weird thing. He was the only, Vince McMahon was the only one who was actually anxious to see it born, and he attempted to bring it in to bring frustrated NFL fans to a more ruthless and real relaxed league, and it's kind of a combination of NFL and wrestling. And eventually really just became a breeding ground for those who weren't really good enough for the pro game. But then in 2018, he tried to resurrect it and got it up and running for the 2020 season, but it only lasted 5 rounds when COVID hit and they had to file for bankruptcy. But recently, The Rock has bought it for $15 million. So he's going to try and get it up for another relaunch yet again, I think in 2023.
Okay.
Remember the ex-AFL when they tried to play at this football stadium? You got 10 points for a behind or some ridiculous thing. That was a fly-by-nighter.
Yeah, Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman, that was fly-by-nighter. Yep. 6 days they were married for.
That's right.
Six days. So there you go. Hopefully the 2040...
Congratulations, Dennis, for 6 days.
What about that TV show, Celebs on Ice? You know, when they were ice skating? Not the other one I was thinking about. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Or the diving, celebrities had to dive.
Yes. I love a fly-by-nighter. Before you go, Dean, two really quick things. Tip for the grand final, and when is community sport back on for you guys as far as touch is concerned?
Tip for the grand final, I'm going to go to the Bunnies by 6 because you've been early crowing them for about 2 months now.
Panthers, yeah.
And touch is looking really positive with the release of yesterday's announcements about the 80% double dosage. Really happy with what Gladys is saying, and we're really confident we'll be able to get our state cup up in December.
Excellent. Well done. Great news. Great to have you on, Luminary.
No dramas, boys. Look after yourselves.
See you, Dino.
There you go. Come on, the Panthers.